Okay, we have a great guest speaker online.
Yeah.
We got to see him for a little bit in California this past weekend when we were there.
Yeah, he was there, we were there, now we're here, and he's coming here.
That's right. He's going to be arriving tomorrow. We're excited. Mr. Harold Branch is their RVP of Arizona.
Yep.
Yes, and he has a background, actually as a youth specialist, mental and behavior counselor, very great, just awesome with children, young people. And he is a writer. He is a poet. If you have been to the one of the last executive director banquets, Mr. Harold Branch was the MC. I mean, to be asked by our CEO and president to host that prestigious event is a huge thing. And he did a phenomenal job. Everybody loved Mr. Harold Branch.
And he's all over the internet, too. I mean, he's pretty well known.
Yeah, he just got back from Hawaii doing some Legal Shield events out there. And we're just honored to have him on the call tonight, honored to have him coming into South Carolina this weekend, and Mr. Branch.
He has two lovely children.
Right? That's right.
And I hope he talks a little about them. They've accomplished some unbelievable stuff at their age. I think 8 and 4 years old, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mr. Harold Branch, are you with us?
I sure am, sir.
You are?
I sure am.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I'll just say it for the whole team. Thank you so much for being on our call. It's an honor to have you here.
Oh, the honor is absolutely mine. I don't know if you realize, I mean, you may realize it, but you two are legends, especially as a couple. You exemplify so much as far as great entrepreneurship, business ethic, being able to work with the person you love and make things happen. I mean, you guys, it's a lot of us chasing in our dreams what you live in your reality. So just know that.
Well, did you hear her a while ago on that uncontested divorce thing? I don't know if you heard that.
I got him.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. I have no doubt. You know, everybody, it's a pleasure and an honor to be on the line with you all. I don't take things like this lightly. I know professionals like the Coins and people who care about their organization like them, they don't allow just anyone to share and speak to the people that they care about, the people that they work with, their own business/family members. So I do appreciate this honor, this opportunity to be able to share my opinion, my perspectives on this phenomenal thing we call Legal Shield, this amazing company we call Legal Shield. But even more than Legal Shield itself, it's the mindset that it takes to succeed within Legal Shield, the mindset it takes to succeed anywhere, and where we're going and what we're doing. And hopefully I can offer you a unique perspective. My background, as it was said, is as a writer and a poet, an artist. I was a starving artist for quite some time. And poetry, I like to joke and say that poetry is the one profession that doesn't pay you until you die. I don't know how I chose that one, but next thing I know, I was in social services that just pays a little bit better than poetry. So I found myself struggling. I realized that you can't help anyone until you help yourself. It's hard to help other people pay their bills if your rent is due. And so I knew I had to stabilize my own life so that I can leverage my skills and talents and my heart and my desire to help people in order to do more good work. And that's where Legal Shield came in. And this has been a godsend, 10 years in the business. Some amazing things have occurred for me, but it was definitely, it has been and continues to be a journey. It continues to be a journey and struggles on different levels. But anything worth doing is worth struggling for. You want to respect the football team that won the Super Bowl, but they had clean uniforms. They never got tackled. They never had to fight. They never had to grit. They never had to grind. You want to respect those individuals. But you could respect somebody who has to struggle, who has to fight, where it's a close call. You want to be at the game where it was close and they had triple, quadruple overtime. That's the game you want to be at. That's what you want to witness. Those are the people you want to watch. So it's been a journey. It's been a journey. For some of you, you feel the same way. It's been a journey for you as well. One of the biggest challenges for me being involved in this business and wanting more is not necessarily knowing how to get more. You see, I come from a long line of employees. Not only was I an employee, but everybody, all my parents were employees and their parents and so on and so forth. We were all employees. We weren't business owners. Didn't necessarily have the business owner mindset. Didn't have the entrepreneurship mindset. So to go from employee to entrepreneur, They both start with the E, but they even sound different, right? The E's don't even make the same sound from employee to entrepreneur. And it was a different mindset that I wasn't used to. I come from an old school Midwest Chicago family. I was always taught if you want to make more money, work more hours. If you can't work more hours at that job, get another job. It wasn't unrealistic for people in my family to have 2-3 jobs. That's just what you did. You leave one job to get to. If you're late to a job, it's because you got off late at the other job. That's pretty much how it worked. But I knew that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted. I wanted to be able to give time to my son, to be able to give time to my daughter once I had them. I knew that's what I wanted in my life. And so I started this Legal Shield business, but I started with the mentality of an employee, which was a challenge, because this business and the difference between employee and an entrepreneur is almost like the difference between high school and college. See, in high school, if you're not showing up, people will call the house looking for you. In college, you don't show up, nobody calls, you just fail. It's just a higher level of responsibility. It was such a challenge for me. I had to go through an entire process to be able to get my mindset together so that I could succeed in this thing. So it was three steps that really came to mind when I thought about this call and sharing my experience and what I have gone through in order to find even a moderate level of success. And the number one we'll start here, is responsibility. Taking responsibility. Taking responsibility for myself was something I thought I always did. As a man, I pride myself on being an adult and behaving accordingly. But what I didn't realize is that I didn't take nearly as much responsibility for my life as I could. In a lot of areas of my life, I did a lot of blaming. For example, if my bank account went negative, it's because the bank charges too many overdraft fees, when in reality it's just because I didn't have enough money or because I didn't have proper spending habits. See, it's not the bank's fault that I got overdraft fees. It's my fault that I purchased things and then balanced my account properly to get those fees. And you see, when you take responsibility for everything around you, things start to change. That is a position of power. And many times I wanted to blame and I wanted to say, man, I am not having this level of success because of my upline. I'm not having success because of my organization. I'm not having success because of this neighborhood I live in, because of this city, this town. Nobody wants anything different. They're not listening. When in reality, I just need to do better presentations. I need to talk to more people. I need to become more attractive in order to attract attractive individuals. I need to do something about my personality that may be repelling individuals. See, it always falls back on me and what I need to do to make – that's how entrepreneurs think. Entrepreneurs don't wait for anyone to come and save them. They save themselves. And it was such a shift. Such a shift, because at my job, my boss would come and do somebody. Look, if the job isn't done, but it's look, I just put in 8 hours. It's time for me to clock out. I'm out. I'm leaving. And the boss will find somebody else to get it done. And I come back the next day, and that very thing was done because they found somebody else to do it. When you are the owner, then it all falls on you, just like being a parent. It's the difference between, in a household, it's the difference between the child and that adult. I look at my son all the time. I say, son, are you just going to leave that on the floor? Really? But he didn't think about it because he knows tomorrow it won't be on the floor because I'm not going to let my house look crazy. So he's thinking about it from a mindset of non-responsibility, so it's my job to instill responsibility in him as he transitions into man. As a child, it's forgivable. As an adult, not so much. Not so much. As an adult. So my question to you is, how would you rank yourself on taking responsibility for your life, for your decisions, for your successes, and for your failures? How would you rank yourself on taking responsibility for everything that occurs around you? Number two thing that I struggled with a lot was getting organized. See, a business owner is organized. the entrepreneur has to be organized, because once again, we have to take responsibility for what's happening and what's going on. And getting organized was a very tough thing for me, and it's something I still all these things I continuously work on to this day. And number three will explain why I work on it to this day, 10 years later, why I still work on it. But being able to get organized and know who you talk to, being able to take inventory, being able to look at the numbers and know what you should expect. They call it inspecting what you expect. You got to inspect what you expect. You got to be willing to know if you talk to – I used to talk to people, get their phone numbers, their contact information, and then I lose the phone numbers. That's how disorganized I was. I probably lost 10 Brian Carruthers, 10 Darnell Selves, 10 of Coins that I could have kept, that I could have worked with, that I could have called, followed up with, but I wasn't organized. So if I didn't lose the number, maybe I didn't call them back like I should have. So fortune is in the follow-up. So if I don't follow up, I'm committing myself to poverty. If fortune is in the follow-up, if that is true, then I must deduce that the lack of follow-up invites poverty, invites lack of success. So once again, taking responsibility for what's going on. So how organized is my life? And I realize that I can't get organized in Legal Shield and not be organized in the other areas of my world. So I had to become a slave to my own calendar. I had to become a slave to my calendar. I put it down on the calendar. I commit to that. That is what I do. I organize the different aspects of my life. I organize the different aspects of what I need to do, where I need to go, how I need to do it. I organize these different aspects, and that in and of itself allows me to have more success than the average individual. So I continue to work on my organization so things don't creep up on me, and I don't allow money to just slip through my fingers. I don't allow money to slip through my fingers. I don't allow success to slip through my fingers. Most of us on this line have given away the six-figure ring by now. If you've been in this business 3 years or more, you have given away the six-figure ring because of not following up, of not being organized. So when it comes to earning executive director, Power 20 executive, the ring or what have you, you don't have to do much more than what you're doing. You just got to get organized with what you're doing and learn to profit from the work that you are putting in. You may feel like you're spinning your wheels. You may feel like you're grinding and it's not turning out and showing up for you. And I promise you that is probably a result of allowing money to slip through your fingers through a mere lack of organization. Plan your day before the day comes. So tonight I will plan my tomorrow so that I'm already running. And I don't answer every phone call that comes through. Not being sucked in to the Facebook and social media trap. Not being sucked in to constant negative news. I'm not saying don't know what's going on in your country, in your government, in the world, globally, in your neighborhoods, on the different councils. Get the information and go, bullet points. You don't need to listen to 10 different people give their opinion about the facts. You just need the facts. So we end up wasting so much time. That's what a lack of organization does. It causes us to waste so much time. But wasting time is okay when you're an employee because you're on somebody else's dime anyway. The average employee actually doesn't work 8 hours. They work about 3 hours, and they fake the other five. They fake like they're working the other five. They're not productive for 8 hours straight. That's not how it usually works. But when it's your business owner, you can't cheat your own business. You can't cheat yourself because it all leans on you at the end of the day. Number three, and this is the third thing that came to mind, is I had to get better overall. I had to get better. I have to become better. And what do I mean by that? I know I already talked about skills and taking responsibility, but I mean on a deeper level than that. I mean personal development. I mean reading more, listening to the proper audios. The beautiful thing about reading is that most people don't do it. So just by the act of reading, you separate yourself from 90% of the population just for reading. If you actually read nonfiction or you read something that can help you grow versus just basic fiction stories and things of that nature, nothing wrong with those. But diversify your reading. So you read some other things, personal development. Now you separate yourself from like 95, 97% of the population because the average person isn't reading to get better. They read to escape. And that's okay because those stories, you learn the human condition and different things. You learn about different cultures, and so that's fine. I actually think it's healthy to read more than personal development books and nonfiction. But make sure you're reading your personal development books. And it may be hard to do it. It may be tough to read. And that's fine. Anything that the average person don't do is supposed to be tough. Are you willing to do what it takes to separate yourself from the masses? Because the masses are going to be dead or dead broke by 65. So I need to do whatever I can to separate myself from those masses. Also, the audio. The beautiful thing about audiobooks and listening to speeches, you get to hear the inflection. You get to hear the passion. It actually trains you on how to speak and how to motivate, how to inspire, when to raise your voice and when to bring it down, when to speed up and when to slow it. It trains you on how to get across a point and use your voice as a tool that works for you. When do you pause and how long do you do it? The other beautiful thing about the audios is that once you read a book, you're probably not going to read that book over and over and over again. You got a few books that you don't read, you study. I get it. But the average book, you're not going to do it over and over and over again. But the audios on your way to work, on your way to a friend's house, taking long drives while you're working out on your iPhone or if really on your Galaxy, right? You're listening to this thing over and over and over again, over and over and over again. It's in the background while you're cleaning your house over and over and over again. This is you reprogramming yourself. You have been involuntarily programmed. You were born to succeed but was involuntarily programmed to fail. So in order to get back to what you were born to be, you have to reprogram yourself in excellence. In order to get back to what you were born to be, you have to reprogram yourself in excellence. And that's where the personal development comes in. Have you ever listened to a personal development audio and they said something amazing and it was awesome to you, but it didn't sound new to you? It didn't sound new, but it did sound incredible. But you felt the level of familiarity with what you heard. That's because you are merely, you're not being taught, you are being reminded of who you are and what you were meant to be. We're part of a free market system. The United States was built on it. It's the beauty of the nation that led so many industries. So many industries. The question is, why have so many of us given up on free enterprise? So many. And what has that as a whole, that mentality, done for our country? Overall, there's been some damage done because of the lack of ingenuity over time, because of the commitment to employment versus using a job. Look, a job is a great place to start, bad place to finish. So I commend you all for being entrepreneurs. That was the first step. But now it's stepping into the entrepreneurship mindset. And lastly, when it comes to getting better, everybody, is being able to resist the pull of yesterday. See, those habits that we built up, when I started Legal Shit, I was 25 years old. I had 25 years of bad habits. I will actually argue I had generations of bad habits. because the bad habits was in my parents and their parents and their parents before them. Come from generations of poverty. So I'm working through not just personal memory, but generational memory at the same time. To work back far enough to the excellence of my ancestors. Same thing with you. Same thing with many of you on the line. So what I need you to do is resist and to fight the desire to fall back into the old habits that got you where you were when you needed to do something different. That very place that you were in, where you said, I got to do something different, something has to change, I'm sick and tired, I'll be sick and tired. That didn't just happen. That was a result. You were in that place in your life. I was in that place in my life as a result of decisions I had made all up to that point. I could have blamed it on being young, but it was people my exact same age doing much better than me because they made better decisions earlier on. I could have blamed it on my neighborhood, but it was people from that very same neighborhood that did better than me because they made better decisions early on. They created better habits. I could have blamed it on the culture. I could have blamed it on the country. I could have blamed it on my income. I could have blamed it on many things. I could have blamed it on the lack of parents. I could have, but it's somebody that has had all those things against them, and they still have better habits and made better decisions. Those habits, they're sneaky fellows. They're sneaky creatures, and they will attempt to sneak back into your life. Just because you reach a particular level of success does not mean you cannot regress. Darkness, the shadows are always waiting on the other side of the light. All you have to do is flip a switch, and darkness will envelop you. We have to remember, no matter how far we get, darkness is waiting. It is lurking, forever lurking, to sneak back into your life. Bad health. I know Mrs. Acoin really appreciates that. Bad health is always there waiting for you. You don't get healthy, eat the apples, go to the gym, work out, get nice and healthy, and then stop, say, I made it, I arrived, I don't have to work out anymore, I don't have to take walks anymore, I don't have to eat right anymore because I'm already healthy, thank God. If you do that, your health will not last long, and the darkness will creep in the form of disease. See, family, these decisions that we make to take ownership, these are noble moves. These are noble decisions. They are honorable positions. Honorable positions. And I commend you for that. But don't just make the decision on paper. See it through. See it through. Don't just sign up. Read the books. Don't just pay your $99 or $149 or $249. Get organized. Listen to the audios. Don't just do the bare minimum. Take responsibility for everything that may be going on. Family, and when you do this, you will become that individual that people want to be around. As you're on your journey, people see the growth. You don't even have to arrive yet. People see the growth, and as a result, they want to be a part of whatever you're a part of. So now your confidence is up, and with confidence comes recruits. With how many people are you talking to on a daily basis with setting those goals in place? That's part of being organized. Setting those goals in place, I'm going to talk to 3 people a day, 6 days a week. Give me 18 people that I communicated with. I'm going to follow up with each one of them within 24 to 48 hours. I'm going to make sure they see some information. I'm not going to do too much, but I will do enough. What do I mean by doing enough? I will be a positive entity. I will be attractive in my personality. I will be someone that I will be confident in someone that they want to work with. Maybe I tell myself affirmations before my phone calls. I don't know. But I will do what it takes. I will let myself know that I am starting a multi-million dollar institution, and I would love to find some new partners that would like to earn a ridiculous sum of income while helping people at the same time. This is going to happen with or without anyone who comes with me, anyone I talk to. But I would love for you to be a part of that journey. because I believe it could change not just your life, but the lives of your children and your children's children. Paint the picture. Paint the vision. I'm extremely excited for you all. I'm excited for what's on the horizon. I'm excited for this company. We have never. This is the right place at the right time. This is Mark Zuckerberg in his college dorm, people. This is Bill Gates in his garage. Do you know that? Do you know where we are? This is Henry Ford sitting and saying to himself, I need to make a way to make cars available to the masses, not just the rich. This is the calm before the storm. And you're here. And you're involved. You're part of it. This is history in the making. You're going to be in the book. When they talk about Legal Shield and what we did to redefine an institution as hundreds and hundreds, as old as the country itself, and even old, you're going to be a part of that. And I commend you for having the courage to do so. I commend you for understanding the vision and the mission. And I also commend you on not wasting this opportunity, taking advantage of what is to come, and being committed to your own success. I appreciate you all having me on the line. I really do. I look forward to seeing you all across the United States, but we'll definitely see you all at the Las Vegas convention for those who won't be in South Carolina. Mr. and Mrs. Acoin, thank you so much for having me on the line. I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm
glad we recorded this one.
I know. And just for everybody's, because I do get this question.
And that's just a warm-up. That wasn't even that good, y'all. I mean, this guy's better than this.
Oh, Harold, that was fantastic. You got me re-excited, and I took massive notes myself.
We were getting texted in the whole time you were talking here.
I know. Our team was loving
Michael Johnson
was
blowing this thing up over here.
Yes, he was one of them. So thank you so much for pouring into our team tonight. I can't wait to have you here in South Carolina. This call is archived. All of our calls are recorded for the following week, and then we do archive most of our calls, not immediately, but sooner or later, on our performance site. So this will definitely go on the archive.
Listen, Harold, I love what you said about you can read for entertainment or you can read for enrichment. I mean, that is unbelievable. Entertainment or enrichment, it's up to you. It's a choice, I think you said.
And I like the job was a good place to start, but a bad place to end.
Finish. I guarantee you, if we open this call up for people to make comments, that you would be blown away. The amount of people and the depth of the people that you just affected. So, from my entire team to you and your family, thank you so much for giving us your time.
Oh,
yes,
we
can't wait to see
really
you. So have safe travels tomorrow.
I look forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah, and my counsel to you is sit down at a tape recorder and just talk for a few hours. And have somebody edit that sucker, and you'll have a bestseller.
Yes, I may let you do that. I'm sure you probably own one of those, too. So I'm sure you own a studio, so we'll talk about it when I get there.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Listen, everybody, this is just a taste of what you have in Legal Shield. I told you it is a magnet for people that have class, intelligent people, and people who really care about other people. And if you're here, you've got what it takes to stick there. So, you know, this is a good call, Trisha.
It was a great call. Thank you so much, Harold, and just can't wait to have you here. Thank you, Susan Mercer, for jumping on and hosting everybody. Thank you, Jim Crutcher, for a great book review, and Josh Graff, we're so excited you're a new senior associate, and you had one of the best member stories I've ever heard.
That's true.
That was awesome. And Mr. Branch, thank you once again.
And thank each and every one of you that's on this line tonight, and you don't know the amount of lives that you touch, and because you're going to bring somebody in like Mr. Branch, and he's going to touch millions of people, not just inside of Legal Shield, but inside and outside of Legal Shield. And had it not been for that, he may not have read those books and gained those skills and concepts and principles that's changed his life. And Harold, you still on?
He might be on mute.
Are you on mute?
Yep, I'm on. I'm here.
Tell it very quickly. We got one or two more minutes. Tell them what your children are doing. I think that was a great story.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people work the business for different reasons with different goals. Being a poet, making a lot of money is nice, but it's never been a major, like just my number one goal. However, my number one goal is my children and my family and being able to spend that time and give them what they need. And as a result, my son, who's 8 years old, I was in the business 2 years before he was ever born. That's all he knows is Legal Shield. And as a result, he's never been into a daycare. Neither is my daughter, who's 4 years old. My son is Harold Branch IV, named Quattro. My daughter is Ella. My son just ranked in the top 10% of math in the nation. He should be in third grade, but he moved to fourth grade. And he tested out of fourth grade math, fifth grade math, sixth grade math. He has to actually leave the building, go to a whole other building, and do math with all the seventh graders. They did the ranking for gifted students. And nationally, he ranked in the 99th percentile of all gifted students. He plays classical music and things like that. And my daughter, I mean, she's four. She's been reading for years now. Reads chapter books herself, I mean, at the age of 3 and 4. And if they could, they'll move her clean through the grades too. But she's way too young to even start that process yet. They won't even let it happen. And she starts her math training in January along with her classical music training as well. So they are just absolutely stellar. I do not deserve them. So I work hard to deserve them every day. So thank you very much for recognizing my little ones. I appreciate that.
Well, once again, that was Harold Branson. Thank you so much. And thanks, everybody. This is Frank and Teresa in Charleston, South Carolina, saying
have a wonderful, wonderful week.
And we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye now.
Bye, everybody.